This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a returning guest. He was on my show about almost 2 years ago from March of this year. We're talking about Admira Minerals Corp, and you can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol DDNFF. And if you're up there in Toronto, look them up. You can find them under the ticker symbol ADZ. And with us today is the CEO and president of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Mark Kolobaba. Mark, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
Before we get started today and on the Q&A, give my listeners, if you would, just a little bit of a back history of who you guys are and what you're doing up there in Washington.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're focused 100% in the Washington state area. What we like to do is work around existing mines, pick up that ground, and then explore it with modern techniques and see if we can find anything that was left behind. We also step out and bring on new areas that are really prospective, but our focus is gold, and it's in Washington state, and that's an area that's got a lot of high-grade gold. I think about 8 million ounces mined in the past, average grade of about 14 grams per ton, so it's a great place to be.
Yeah, that's huge. That's huge.
And one of the big things, there's a mill there that's on care and maintenance, and if we find something, that's something you don't have to permit, it's something you don't have to build, and I think that really makes the area worthwhile to explore.
My first question that I want to ask you, you required a very large data package from Kinross Gold. How do you value the data, and where do we go from here?
Yeah, that's an important question. A couple of years ago, we picked up a piece of ground that surrounded the Buckhorn Mine. That was a mine that produced 1.3 million ounces of gold, average grade of about 13 grams. So it's a really high-grade deposit. We acquired the land around it that Kinross had actually dropped. And when we picked up that ground, we didn't have any data. So we approached Kinross to say, well, if you guys have got a lot of data from different workers over the last 30 years, is it possible we could strike a deal? And that would speed our process up and, save us money. And we could focus the money on drilling rather than developing targets. We approached them. They were interested. We thought we were getting about $3 million worth of data that might push us forward. When we finally received the data, we put a value on that data of about $15 million. It's got a lot of drilling data, a lot of airborne, a lot of soil sampling information, and it's really advancing us. But the most important thing is it's not just the value of the dollars. This is going to put us ahead by at least 5 years, and it's putting us into very advanced targeting stage, and that's what we want to focus our time and efforts in.
Mark, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but a lot of CEOs come on my show that are in your space, in your industry, and they look up old properties, and they think they're going to mine it and find something. This area has been explored in the past. What will you do differently before your predecessors?
The big thing for us is, we've added some data sets to this, very detailed groundwork that hasn't been done in the past. But I think the big thing that we're going to add to this is using a lot of the technology and modeling this data more closely and really picking out the targets. So when we put a drill hole in, we know exactly what we're targeting and not just shooting at a geophysical anomaly. We've modeled it pretty significantly. And I think that's going to make a big difference. The other thing is, everybody that's done work up until this point has added to the mix, and we've just got so much more data than other companies would have had in the past, and I think that's a huge help. And we're not developing targets, we're drilling. So those exploration dollars are going in the ground to drill, and that's where discoveries happen.
Well, permitting is always an issue, and there's so many jurisdictions where people can't get permits to actually start drilling and bringing things up. Do you expect the permitting for you guys to go well?
I do expect it to go well. In the past, we've been able to get the permits that we require. We work with three different agencies. I think they appreciate the fact that when it comes to permitting, we try to limit or at least minimize our disturbance or our footprint, and that makes their job easier. So we've been able to get the permits we require.
February 7th, you put out a press release talking about the Cook Mountain Project. Where do you see the agreement with Hochschild mining going, and where do we go from here for, say, the next two or three quarters?
Well, that project we spent a number of years targeting. There's a good example of how many years it takes to put targets together. Last year, we went out and drilled eight holes. We drilled eight targets, single drill holes into single targets, and two of those actually hit something. So one of them on Lamefoot South actually hit a pretty high-grade zone that we started to follow-up drill. Most recently, we announced something on Overlook where we had 12.2 grams per ton over almost a meter and a half. So these are really good places to start working, and those numbers are rare, and when you hit them, you have to pay special attention to that. You don't go back and drill one or two holes. You've got to go back and drill five or ten holes to figure out where this is going. And I'm really excited by that. Where is Hochschild going from here? We don't know. We still have some results to come in, and I presume they're going to be quite excited and take this on.
How far did you have to go down? Are you guys going to do an open pit, or how far do you think you're going to have to go down?
Well, the last one we announced was it's really kind of an interesting story here. The last one was at about 240 meters depth, so it's deeper. And that would absolutely be an underground mine. The Lamefoot cell, we intersected mineralization at 20 meters, so very shallow, nearly at surface. But we typically don't look at these things as open pits. We're looking for high-grade, smaller deposits that you can mine underground. And for a number of reasons, one of them, the biggest one, is permitting. Washington State is not a big fan of big open pits, but what they do like, and they seem to be quite okay with, is underground mining. And especially when you have a mill that's there that can handle high grade, or that's the target for us, absolutely.
Mark, I want to change gears here before we got a couple more minutes left before the show ends here. I want to talk about your market cap and your stock price. I know you don't have a crystal ball, and I don't know if you can give any kind of foresight. But when I look at where you guys are at and what you guys are doing, the permits you got, what you guys have found already in certain essays, it seems to me your company is very undervalued. That's my personal opinion, and I'm entitled to that. Would you like to elaborate a little bit on your market cap and your price?
I couldn't agree more. We're absolutely undervalued, and one of the things that's helping us right now is the gold price. The second thing is this data set that we've acquired. I mean, this is bonus data, and it's a very comprehensive data set. We're not hitting the ground to start seeking out targets. We're hitting it running, and we've got a full data set. And people are starting to wake up to that very thought. And, Buckhorn Mine, that was mined out in 2017. So this isn't really old stuff. This is fairly recent. And these are the kind of grades that people want. These are the kind of grades that make you a lot of money when gold prices are high, and they make you a lot of money when the gold price drops. So this is what we're starting to get that message out, and people are starting to pay attention to that. So I think our market cap will start to move upwards, and that's what it's all about. And that's one of the reasons we're on these shows, trying to tell people what we're doing and what we've got to look forward to.
We got about 30 seconds left. You get the last word. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Well, I think the big thing is that we do have a full plate ahead of us. We've got a partnership who's funding the Cook Mountain, and we're well funded. We've got $1.5 million. We're well funded to take on our project in the Buckhorn Mountain area. And these are two separate streams, but they're both very advanced and very, very prospective projects in a district that is known for high grade. It's a district that has a mill waiting to be utilized, and it's an area that is it's a mining district. So we're really excited by it, and that's what I want people to understand.
Mark, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I hope I don't have to wait another 2 years to hear what's going on up there in Washington with your flagship property, Buckhorn. Please come back on the show in the next 40 to 50 days and give us an update.
Yeah, maybe we can get you on the property and give you a little tour at some point as well.
I would love that. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.